fees for everything from a dog license to a building permit to weekly trash collections would increase in Springfield under a plan proposed by the city's finance division. The proposals presented to the city council at a meeting Monday would raise nearly $3 million, but that would still not be enough to cover the projected deficit in the next city budget, according to Springfield's chief administrative and finance officer, Lee Erdman.
Unfortunately, we have to look at everything, including police, fire, and public works this year. So everything is on the table.
City budget writers project a deficit of more than $25 million in the roughly $500 million budget for the fiscal year that starts in July. But they caution the budget is still being written and there are many variables, including the amount of local aid to cities and towns, that will be included in the final state budget. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno has written the governor and plans to meet with legislative leaders to plead the city's case for an increase in unrestricted local aid and other financial relief. Erdman said the city has warned its municipal unions that layoffs are possible.
We are in negotiations with all of the unions this year. And frankly, we've told them that our preliminary forecast for next year includes no wage increases for any city employees. That has a value of about $1.7 million, and that's already been taken out of the projected budget for next year. So they all are fully aware that this is going to be a very difficult year.
Erdman is recommending city councilors approve increases of $29 per year for the next 5 years for residential trash collection to eventually make the city's solid waste disposal and recycling program financially self-sufficient. The trash fee is currently $75 per household annually, but the administration also proposed two other options for smaller annual increases in the unpopular fee.
Frankly, there's not unanimity within the administration about how much of an increase there should be.
Springfield City Council President James Ferreira said council committees will hold public hearings to review the administration's proposals.
Increasing taxes and increasing fees is a very tall order, but you have the full commitment of the council to work with the mayor and with the administration to review all proposals in their entirety.
Because of plunging property values, assessors are projecting a $7 million drop in property tax collections. Finance officials told councilors the city's cash reserves would be used to cover that shortfall. The city has $37 million in reserves. City Councilor Bud Williams said the city should dig deeper into the cash reserves or rainy day fund before raising fees.
It's raining in the city of Springfield. We have $100 million in new building construction, another $110 million or so in infrastructure, maybe a casino, we don't know. We need a bridge to get us to the next phase in Springfield's history. We cannot retreat. Retreat means laying off, cutting services.
City Councilor Timothy Rook believes budget savings could come from, of all places, health insurance. Rook is lobbying for the city to solicit bids for health insurance rather than commit to three more years in the state's GIC program.
It's economics. The group for the city of Springfield is so large that it's going to have a realization of savings. And that's already been indicated by one of the major vendors in the state of Massachusetts.
The Sarno administration is also proposing an increase in the hotel-motel room tax from the current 4% local share to 6%. It would generate an estimated $400,000 a year. The same increase was proposed by the mayor in this year's budget, but it was not approved by the city council. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.